get it. It's occupied.
I need to replace a couple washers.
Oh, Dan, this has been the hardest week of my life. I'd like to take a bath.
2 washers, 2 minutes tops.
What's wrong with using your bathroom?
I can't use my bathroom. My bathroom has been taken over by Becky.
Maybe I should come back later, Miss Connor.
Go ahead and do it now. As soon as you're done, I'm going in there and I'm putting up the do not disturb sign. Which means if the doorbell rings, you answer it. And if the phone rings, you take a message. And if the house burns down, you get the kids out.
It's all yours, babe.
Yes, madam.
Bath's almost ready, madam.
108 degrees, madam. Just as you like it.
Thanks, fellas. Oh, look, a sink with a stopper that actually works. And you can cool it with that madam stuff.
Thanks, Roseanne.
Oh, not now, Zeke.
Numbers have no meaning. You look great and have a terrific personality. People like you
because...
Bath is drawn, I've shut off the phones, and Jake's bolted the door.
Oh, Zeke, you're such a mensch.
Hi, sis.
Jackie, what are you doing?
Just soaking. This tub is terrific, Roseanne.
Do I have to share everything with you?
No, I'm done. It's all yours. Thanks, boys.
I wanted a fresh bath. That's Jackie water.
Roseanne, we can refill it in no time. How about a pedicure while you wait?
Oh, all right.
I see you worked at Wellman.
11 years.
Oh, you poor thing.
Pamper me, Zeke.
Invasion from Zykon! Invasion from Zykon! I'm taking you prisoner!
How did he get in here?
Silence, Earthling!
Jake, hand me my star shooter. I warned you about disturbing me while I'm in my bathroom.
Great shot.
Down. Try and relax.
You try and relax with 3 kids. Well, 2.
Just breathe.
Something's burning.
Hey, Big Red.
Darlene, what are you doing burning your report card in my bathroom? And why ain't you in school?
I didn't like the curriculum.
Kick her over and strap her in that desk. I told you about disturbing me when I am trying to relax.
Watch it, studs.
Sorry, Darlene, but it's death by pop quiz. Miss English. That's her. Now blow her away.
Question number 1. What country lies between Russia and Afghanistan?
Detroit?
What's wrong with the sentence, Fred and me are going to the movies?
You're too ugly to get a date?
Spell symbiosis. What's the capital of Argentina? If Johnny has 4 apples and is traveling at a speed of 40 miles an hour and has to be in Florida by Wednesday, what time should he leave?
I smell me.
Detroit. What a door. Is my bathroom ready yet?
Just a few more minutes, Roseanne.
Maybe I'll pluck my eyebrows.
Becky, what are you doing? Look at this mess.
Mother.
And turn down that god-awful music. I'm getting a headache. I came in here to relax.
I'll be done in 20 minutes.
Look what you have done to my very best bath
can wash them. I'm bleaching a pair of jeans in the tub.
What?
It won't take very long. The tub is already filled.
Becky! That was my bath! Oh! I'm gonna kill you.
Mother, I have a date tonight with Jimmy.
Well, I wonder what Jimmy would think if he happened to show up here early and catch you looking like that.
Are you kidding? I'd probably die of embarrassment.
Precisely my point. And she says I never let her have any friends over.
It's gonna take just another minute. Mr. Connor turned off the water.
He what? Dan! What are you doing?
Well, one of these pipes under here sprung a leak. I was trying to fix it.
Well, fix it tomorrow. I want some privacy.
What about the Peck twins?
Privacy with them.
Over my dead body.
Deal.
What?
I'm afraid I'm going to have to kill you.
Tonight? Oh, you know what? Tonight's really bad. The Bears are on TV and everything. And... Say, is that green corn I smell?
About 10,000 gallons of it. Now hop in. Hey, boys, keep those coals nice and hot.
Coals? Wait a minute. Have you fellas ever considered using propane?
We like coals.
Yeah, but propane's a lot cleaner for
fuels.
Sorry, babe.
Get in.
I don't want to die.
Dan, I have been cooking all day.
No, thanks.
Well, I think I'll just let this pot sit till the morning.
Oils and fine fragrances from around the world.
Ain't you got no Calgon? Oh, Calgon, take me away.
Rope?
Mrs. Connor?
What are you doing here, sis?
Officer Jackie, you're under arrest for the murder of your husband and three children. Cover, fellas. The right to remain silent, which you would never exercise.
Hey, aren't those my earrings?
Yeah, they're nice, huh? I borrowed them. Anything you say is usually sarcastic and will be used against you.
Well, am I ever going to get them back?
No. Since you can't afford an attorney because you quit your job, one will be provided for you.
Well, you know I'm not a braceless person. Now, can't you take these off?
You killed four people, Roseanne.
Oh, that's just like you. That is just like you to throw that up to me, isn't it? So when is my trial?
Right now.
Counselor, you may begin.
Your Honor, the prosecution would like to begin by calling as its first witness, Miss Darlene Connor.
Objection! You can't call somebody up there that I already murdered.
Allegedly murdered, Your Honor.
Objection overruled. You may continue.
Miss Connor, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yeah, right. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Pumpkin.
Am I in trouble?
No, you're not. No, you're not. All I need for you to do is to tell these nice people over here just what it was that your mom did to you the other day.
She murdered me.
Allegedly.
Miss Connor, do you know the difference between right and wrong?
Yeah. Right is when you do something wrong and you don't get caught. Wrong is when you do something wrong and you do get caught.
I move that this witness be dismissed from the case on the grounds that she's a punk.
Your Honor, we would like to call Miss Becky Connor.
To wash pizzas, one extra cheese, one meatball mushroom. No. And we gotta move it. I'm double parked.
Where's my sodas?
You ordered sodas? You must have talked to Tony. I ain't got no sodas. So arrest me.
Take her away.
Yeah. Yeah. Order. Order! Your Honor, the prosecution would like to call Miss Becky Connor.
Bailiff, This won't be necessary. I think everyone knows that Becky always tells the truth.
I object.
Shut up.
Hey, nobody can talk to my kids like that except me. Shut up.
Hi, Daddy.
Hiya, Princess.
I just want to say that I understand what you did, Mom. But I still think you should be punished for it. Because that's the American judicial system. Democracy itself is at stake here if you let people get away with murder.
You know, Becky, you say that your mom killed you. But all she really did was cause you a little pain and embarrassment. Do you know how much pain you've caused your mother?
You're thinking of Darlene. I've never caused my mother pain.
Your Honor, if it please the court, I would like to submit this tape made in the delivery room of the Lanford General Hospital on the night of March 15th, 1975.
Push! Ah!
Shut up! I hate you, Dad! I hate you! You're never getting near me again, and I mean it!
That was you, Becky. You did that. Your mother was trying to give you life, and all you gave her was excruciating agony.
I apologize, Mom, and I forgive you.
I forgive you too, Mother.
Sit down or I'll throw the book at you.
Hey, you know, you shouldn't be throwing books. There are people in this world who don't even have books.
Oh, really?
Hey, don't you be throwing stuff at my kid.
People would like to call Miss Crystal Anderson. Would you like meatball or double cheese?
Double cheese.
You look great, Crystal.
Flattery won't get you anywhere. Murder.
Your Honor, Roseanne had the best husband in the world, and what she did is unforgivable.
Oh, Crystal, you just have the hots for Dan, and you always have.
Let's cut the crap here, Your Honor. We all know Roseanne. We all know what she's like. She's loud, and she's bossy, and she talks with her mouth full. She curses at people when she drives. She feeds her children frozen fish sticks and high-calorie sodas. And she doesn't have proper grooming habits. And most important, Your Honor, she's married to the greatest man a woman could ever want, and she don't appreciate him a lick. Hey, Connor, is tender and kind and loving and loyal and strong and masculine and sexy and virile. And I mean, when you see him on a summer day and his hair is sweaty around the edges, the rest of it is fluffed up and golden from the sun, and his shirt is clinging to him from the sweat because he's been working so hard. Well, he's about the sexiest man I've ever seen.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Dan, I love you.
Your Honor, I say hang the bitch. You know, Crystal, the only reason I am even your friend at all is just because I feel sorry for you. You had three men in your life and you lost them all. And I have been telling you, the only way you can keep a man happy is to treat him like dirt once in a while. Men do not like wavy little cream puffs.
She's right.
You're darn right I'm right. You know, Crystal, the only reason I say all those awful, hurtful things to you is the same reason I say them to Dan and my kids. It's out of love.
Well, you can step down now. I'm glad that you girls have settled your differences, but we still have four counts of murder here. Do you realize the seriousness of this charge? You could get from 25 years to life.
I got 25 years of life when I married him.
Wisecracks won't save you this time.
It wasn't a wisecrack. I wanted 25 years to life. That's why I married him. I love him.
If you loved him, why did you kill him and your three beautiful children?
Your Honor, all I wanted was 10 minutes alone in my own bathroom.
Your Honor, in light of the fact that these are highly unorthodox proceedings, I myself would like to testify on Roseanne's behalf.
For what purpose?
Why... as a character witness, Your Honor.
All right, Mr. Connor. Tell the court your feelings in this matter.
Well, truth is, Your Honor, it goes
a little something like this. Thanks, Drisky.
How do I feel about this lady? How do I feel about Roseanne? Frequently my feelings are confused. What's the word I'm looking for?
Contradictory.
Which is not at all abnormal with a woman and a man. Frequently I'm nuts about this lady. Frequently I'm cuckoo for Roseanne. But whenever she starts in with her complaining, what's the word I'm looking for?
Hugging me.
Then man, I mean, who needs it? Let her find another man. I know how I feel, and it ain't good. You better believe it. You get the picture. But when the moon is in its tropical splendor, when the naked rhythms hum softly through the trees, it's then I have no doubt I love her. My God, how I love her for all eternity. Roseanne.
He loves her.
Oklahoma, Oklahoma.
He loves her.
This is not a joke, Oklahoma.
We love her.
All of them from Illinois.
He loves her. She's wonderful.
Because you can't sing, Roseanne.
I can't sing. Your Honor, you must be joking.
Frequently, I'm nuts about my children. Frequently, I love my husband, Dan. But when I get overburdened and I need a little, what's the word I'm looking for?
Emotional rejuvenescence.
Shut up. I just need about 10 minutes with no clamor from my clan. Let them leave me alone. I'm not responsible for everybody. Why don't they just give me a break? Let them all eat cake.
Good, fast.
Everyone's coming, and Rosie, and Rosie.
but I hold you in contempt.
Get me down!
Are you finished in the bathroom yet, Mom?
All done with them washes, babe.
Well, I finished my homework, but I need you to look at it.
Mom, will you make me a sandwich?
Oh, no, you're alive! I just had the strangest dream. You were in it, you were in it, you were in it, y'all were in it.
Well, the point is, Dorothy, you're back in Kansas now.
I sure am.
And there's no place like home.
Yeah? Bull.
Jackie, you're under arrest for the murder of your husband and three children. Cuff her, fellas. Cuff her, fellas. You're under arrest for the murder of your husband and three children. Cuff her, fellas. Cuff her, fellas.
Who is it?
Mrs. Connor.
What are you doing here, sis?
Officer Jackie. You're under arrest for the murder of your husband and three children. Cuff her, fellas.
I'm done. I'm going home. Good night, folks.